The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus heard about the beheading of John the Baptist, he left Nazareth by boat and went to a deserted place to be alone. The crowds heard of this and followed him from their towns on foot. When Jesus disembarked and saw the vast throng, his heart was moved with pity, and he healed their sick. As evening drew on, the disciples approached Jesus and said, "This is a deserted place, and it's already late. Dismiss the crowds so they can go into the villages and buy some food for themselves." Jesus said to them, "There's no need for them to disperse. Give them something to eat yourselves." "We have nothing here," they replied, "but 5 loaves and a couple of fish." "Bring them here," Jesus said. Then he ordered the crowds to sit on the grass. Taking the 5 loaves and 2 fish, Jesus looked up to heaven, blessed the food, broke it, and gave it to the disciples, who in turn gave it to the people. All those present ate their fill. Fragments remaining when gathered up filled 12 baskets. About 5,000 families were fed. The good news of salvation. Be still, be still, and know that I am God. Be still, and know that I am God. As we listen to the gospel message, and we know how Jesus received what there was, 5 loaves and 2 fish. It was take, bless, break, and give. Take, bless, break, and give. That's the promise that God gives to us for abundance. That as we take what there is, bless it, break it open, there is enough and there is abundance. Last week, we talked about the treasures, the pearl of great price, and to keep digging and keep fishing and keep searching for that which gives us life. That's not a one and done thing. That's something that happens over and over. So God's readings today, our readings today, assure us of God's presence and abundance and renewal. The reading from Isaiah says, "Come to the water, have your thirst quenched. Come and eat in abundance, you don't have to pay. There is enough, there is abundance." The psalm talks of the God being kind and merciful and answering all our needs. Our reading from Romans says, "No thing can separate us from the love of Christ." Not a thing. The worst thing can happen, and we know that we are always connected to Christ. So when I listen to Matthew's gospel, Jesus starts out in that gospel as grieving at the death of John the Baptist and going off to process that. And so as we go forward with our journey together, there'll be some grieving too. Some time of appreciation, some time of quiet reflection, some time of then what? And in Jesus' story today, the then what is he fed 5,000 families with five fish. No, five loaves and two fish. You know, that probably was craziness, really, in terms of, it says he said to them, all sit down. Do you think they had enough trust in him that they remained seated until all 5,000 got fed? Wouldn't that be an amazing picture in your head, that 5,000 hungry people sat there because they knew Jesus and they knew what he could do, and they sat there peacefully? Wouldn't you like to believe that? I would like to believe that. And that the disciples went around handing it out until there were fragments left over. So when we look at our community and the transitions that we're facing, one of the things I want to remind you of is that the ECC's a baby church, right? And we're a baby church. And when we in the ECC elected a new presiding bishop, so Bishop Peter had been serving for 9 years, when we elected a new presiding bishop, everyone rejoiced because they thought we would fall apart then, when the founding bishop term was over. We didn't fall apart. We elected a new bishop who served for 8 years. And then we elected another presiding bishop who has served a term of 4 years and is now looking at his second term. We didn't fall apart because we know it's not about one person. It's about all of you gathered, all of the community united and moving forward together. As the seasons change and we watch the sun come up every morning, please God, as we watch the heat fade away and the winter come, as we watch spring come and the sunflowers grow in the summer, we know that that spirit is within us, and there is enough and there is abundance. As we work through these transitions over the next 9 months and beyond, we are going to stay united. We are going to stay in community with one another. We are going to communicate. We are going to work in consensus. We are going to take all that you are and all that the Spirit has for us. We're going to bless it. We're going to break it open, and we're going to give to the world what we're already giving and more. I have great hope for us forever and ever, and God's Spirit will be with us. There will be enough. There will be abundance. And there will be leftovers. Who doesn't like leftovers, you know? I was at a dinner with the Colorado Council of Churches last night, and he said, sometimes when I have a dinner like this, people fill their leftovers boxes first because they want to make sure they get a little bit of everything, and then they go through the line. So So let's gather up the leftovers today, the amazing leftovers, and know that we will be filled. We will have enough. And you will be blessed as we are today. Amen.